Ah, the great big Arizona. Good morning. Hot diggity dog. All right, we poured that second cup of Dunkin' Donuts coffee here this morning.
The computer needed one, too.
Yeah, the computer needed one, too. Here in the garden with John J. Harper, who is back from the last frontier, land of the midnight sun, Seward's Folly, also known as Alaska.
Pretty cool.
I don't know.
I can't wait to go back.
You've gone up several notches in my respect meter just for coming back. If I was in Sitka, Alaska, and I saw that the weather in Phoenix was 112, I'd probably miss a plane.
Yeah, the thought crossed my mind. But yeah, this lady that I live with might not have been real happy about that.
Nice trip, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. It was a great opportunity, so it was fun.
Oh, good. Fishing was good.
Fishing was good, and that's a bonus because you just look around and go, yeah, I don't know.
It's worth the scenery,
just,
huh?
Just kind of with your mouth dropped looking all over the place.
Now, when you catch all those fish, do you bring the head and guts back for the mulch in your garden?
No.
You don't?
No.
You should.
Didn't do
shouldn't
that.
Shouldn't you?
No.
That'd be awful expensive mulch by the time they get you for air freight and everything.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we're talking plumbing all show today, and let's start with the plumbing outside in the lawn. I was sharing with you beginning of the show, I've got grandkids coming in from Monterey, Fort Ord, and so I'm spending extra time making sure the lawn is just perfect on their day of arrival. I never put this much work in my lawn ever. Making a nice lawn at 100-plus degrees is a lot of work.
Well, and making sure that the number one thing is that it's getting water in every square inch of that lawn is probably the biggest challenge. And I think people don't realize it through the wintertime with the ryegrass and the cool weather and enough rain.
And the spurge.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you kind of get away with a little bit of a sloppy system or a system that isn't working quite right or, you know, just isn't as critical. You get a few days of 100 degrees, 105 degrees, and all of a sudden this spot's brown and that spot's just a little bit off color, and you find out how well your system is or isn't working in a hurry. And so it takes some getting out there during daylight hours when you can see it running and turning it on and making sure it's covering. And, you know, it can look like it's covering, but you can have little gaps and misses. And, you know, you need to get the tuna cans or the plastic cups and measure your water and just make sure all of those areas are going right. Make sure your clock is working right. You know, make sure that if today is Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, that's what the timer says. It's Saturday at 8 o'clock, and you know, make sure the heads are not squirting out in the sidewalk and over the street or straight up in the air, and they're putting water out.
Clipped by a lawnmower or a weed eater or something.
Between our hard water and just the weed eaters and the lawnmowers running over them, and you know, the dogs chewing on them or whatever, it, you know, invariably you have one or two. If your system is over a few years old, that probably need replaced every year.
Got to nurse it along.
I would be very happy with only one or two.
Yeah, probably. Probably. So, and then that's just the grass. And then you've got either the drip system or the bubbler system that's watering the plants and the trees and the shrubs. So, you know, it's kind of something that we probably probably should have talked about a couple weeks ago, and we did a little bit,
but now it's really critical this
week.
You were gone fishing.
I know. And in Alaska, they don't have to worry about sprinkler systems, believe me.
Boy, and I'll tell you.
It kind of waters all the time.
And when you're really paying attention to the lawn and you really want it to look perfect, I mean, you really got to be diligent about getting that fertilizer down.
Yep.
And even if your sprinkler system is darn near perfect, it's still, if you want the lawn perfect, you're still out there in the morning with your garden hose hitting those couple little spots that aren't getting quite the coverage. I mean, you're just nursing it along. And now it's growing. You can watch it grow. I mean, you can hear it grow.
Yeah, yep.
So mowing it is about every 4 days, 5 days right now to make it keep right at that perfect level.
If you want it to be perfect once a week, it's pretty tough to do.
It is.
Or you have to raise the height of your mower, you know, over the course of the summer to do that. So fertilizing it every 30 days, it needs at least 2 inches of water a week. So two vertical inches of water a week just to have something approaching acceptable. And that's not great. That's probably not what you're shooting for.
Yeah. Oh, it's
to have
not.
Grandkids on there. It's probably 3 or 4 inches of water.
Well, when we get the water bill next month, I'm gonna hear about it, and I'm just gonna blame the grandkids. Sorry, honey.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's a good excuse.
Then I'll cut it all back down here after the grandkids live. But I want that big bocce ball set up. I want the volleyball set up. I just want it perfect.
There you go.
And then with a compost in the backyard, with a garden in the yard, with 5 dogs in the backyard, the other thing you got to do, and 10 grandchildren in the yard with popsicles and watermelon, what's the other thing I got to worry about?
Ants.
Oh, gosh.
I did notice a few ants when I came back, Yeah, this is the time of year they start, and of course with kids,
oh,
you got to really be careful of that. So. Yeah,
so now I'm getting it beautiful. I'm getting it ant-free. So it's a lot of work. So I appreciate all the advice you've been handing us over the years and helping me guide me along. Hey, John Jay's here to answer your questions. The number is 1-888-767-4348. Would love to hear from you this morning. If you've got any concern or anxiety or project outside in the lawn or the garden, give us a ring, and we'd love to help you through it. The garden is producing pretty good right now for us right now. I think our tomatoes are beginning to show some stress. We're pulling everyone off that we can right now.
Yeah, you start getting those 110 degree days, and the tomato vines, you know, will probably start shutting down, at least not blooming or setting much fruit. Really watch the water on them, you know, and keep fertilizing them. Of course, the fruit's going to ripen really quick now, so it may not get as big as it was getting. Keep the ripe fruit picked. The thing you got to watch with tomatoes now, the spider mites just devastated my tomato crop this year. I mean, yeah. I've got lots of fruit, but the vines just look terrible, and they're probably on a downward spiral just because of the mite damage. But the peppers, the squash, the cucumbers, all of the things that are a little more heat tolerant, they'll go right on through good. Just, you do got to up the water. Excuse me, you have to up the water, just like with the lawns. We got to make sure that vegetable garden, it doesn't have misses or skips, depending on how you're watering it, you know, so that it continues. You don't want things like tomatoes and vegetables and eggplant and that to slow down. They're annuals. They're meant to grow, flower, produce, set fruit all in one season. So as soon as they start going downhill, they're just going to keep going downhill.
Yeah.
So you got to keep them fed. You got to keep them watered good. Keep the fruit picked off. You know, that's.
We've got this squash plant in the garden. It's actually produced some pretty nice squashes. We had a pretty nice squash crop. But John Jay, that plant will produce a half a dozen mid-size squash plants that are hard as a baseball bat. We actually have them in the front for personal defense. If anybody ever comes up to the front door, we don't want them. They are as hard as wood. And then it's producing about a third as many really nice, good ones. So I don't know. Huh. We haven't figured squash out yet, so I don't know.
The little ones are hard and knobby and orange, and it's all off the same plant.
Oh, so it's a yellow, kind of a yellow crookneck?
Yes, it is.
And you're getting those knobby orange.
Right.
Yes, I have seen that.
Some of them are beautiful.
Yes.
And then you look in there and there's these weird things.
Yeah.
To this date, still the thing that's trying to grow best in our garden is the artichoke plant we've killed 3 times. So still pulling artichokes off that baby. Man, that thing is hardy.
Do you know what I have for the very first time, though? Beautiful okra plants. I've
okra
never been able to get them this.
The heat.
They're huge today. So.
Oh, good.
And we've started like a little farmer's market just within Rosie on the House. We've kind of gotten a lot of the staff into gardening. And boy, old Stan the man, he's quite the gardener, man. He's bringing in these little ping pong size apricots. They're like popping candy in your mouth, man. They're delicious.
He was telling me about his garden the other day when we were together, and it sounds like he's done very well.
He brought in a load of carrots the other day. He brought in a load of apricots. Romy brought in some eggplant from his. We brought in zucchini. We brought in some artichokes.
You're doing a little trading down there.
We just put it on the kitchen counter.
Nice.
There at the office, and everybody picks and chooses.
Eggs. I got 5 dozen in the refrigerator over here. Julia's taking a dozen. Mom's taking one. Kate, I think I've got a dozen and a half I got to figure out what to do with.
I'll take them.
Shouldn't be hard to get.
This is Roxanne Tenley's college fund.
Yeah, quarter and egg, by the way. These are free.
Okay, well, that's good. Well, they get, you know, they get $5 and $6 a dozen for organic eggs at the farmer's market, so you ought to be able to do okay with that.
Man, we should up ours a little. Maybe it's 50 cents more.
But there needs to be a family rate. Let's make that
a family rate.